Okay, so let's pick it up again from the bottom of the Amud. Rav Yechon on the time of the Amud Kula. So no one wants to know, why does Rav Yechon not say like Kula? No, why doesn't he dash in the Zer Shalom Tachas Tachas? Says, Nibayim came, Bitalta, Emes Achalis Choloi Segala. If you're going to say that he's a Gesherishov, Tachas Tachas, that he's Mishalim and he's not like a, so that'll be a bittel of the, it'll be a bittel of the lav, of Erves HaChais Chalei Segal. Very strange. Very strange having me there anymore. That's the Gesherishov, Tachas Tachas, that he's Mishalim and like it. And if it's like you made a mishal, so why isn't it a bittul of the parsha of Knas? I'm not sure. I don't know what's pshat in this gemara b'chal, but like, what's the tiny bit? The gemara slugs it up, but what's the hamin of here? If you're going to say that it's mishal made a leika, if you're going to dash in tachas tachas, if you're going to say tachas tachas, and say that by Knas he's mishal made a leika, so you're going to be mivatel erves achayis chalos segala. What's according to Rav Yechon that he's like him in a mishalim? So then you mevatel tashlum. It's also passion in the Torah. Mishkar, what?
Tais at the bottom of the Amud says, the language of Tosfos is, should make the Gzer Shavah since you could make the Gzer Shavah for something else. Which implies it's not a mental issue, but since you could use the Gzer Shavah.
Yeah, but Tosfos says something else. Why do you say, you know, every lav shem emaisa, every lav manitik lase? It also doesn't have malchus. He says, yeah, that's the lav. It doesn't have malchus. Here, the lav betzim has malchus. Elam the Gzer Shavah is mafkila malchus. Let's not make the Gzer Shavah. But I miss something else. So if we don't make the Gzer Shavah, so we're also mafkia something. Kedei Rishosi is mafkia something. Kedei Rishosi now is mafkia that is like Yevena Mishalim. So why is it better to be like Yevena Mishalim, that some are not a bittul, and to be a Mishalim and a like is a bittul? Maybe somehow, yeah.
Maybe it's a meaning if it's an external, like David Shas was a different rule in Torah that tells you not to get something that's okay, right. But if it's tachas tachas, it's learned.
So maybe that would depend. If we'll say like Taisus, that even if a Yechon would darshan tachas tachas, the rule is still going to be like Yevena Mishalim. Kolotar Kulu, the rule would remain like Yevena Mishalim. Tachas tachas, we just say that Knas is an exception to the rule. So the rule is like Yevena Mishalim. Tachas Tachas would say, but here, by Knas, you're Mishalim Eino like him. So then, maybe we could say that if it's not an exception to the rule, and if we don't dash an Gzeres Shavah, and we say that the rule, that we revert to the rule that like him Eino Mishalim. So then, that's not cool that I'm being mevatel anything, because that's the rule. Like him Eino Mishalim. Just like the rule is you don't get Malchus for Lav Shem and Maisa. So the rule is you don't get Malchus for Malchus when there's a Chiyuv Mamon. So that's not called a bittul. But if we're going to dash in Tachas Tachas, that's going to mean the Knas is an exception to the rule. And here you're Mishalim Eino Leike. So that's like, that's not a rule in general. So it's a din, particularly in this lav, that you're not going to be, you're going to be Leike Eino Mishalim. In this particular case of Knas, the rule is going to be that you're Mishalim Eino Leike. So that's somehow more of a bittul. I don't understand that much that well either. But it's not even, according to Rashi, that's altogether not available. According to Rashi, Tachas Tachas will flip the rule. According to Rashi, if we're going to dash in Tachas Tachas, then in Kol HaTorah Kula, the rule is going to be Mishalim Eino Leike. So why is that? Why is this better? You know, why is it somehow to say that in Kol HaTorah Kula, the rule is Mishalim Eino Leike? That's a bittul of Erves HaChayis Chalei Segala. But to say that in Kol HaTorah Kula, the rule is Leike Ben Mishalim, that's okay. Why isn't that also a bittul? It's a bittul of the parasha of the mitzvah of being Mishalim Knas. Lay there. I must know what's pshat in this gemara. But anyway, the Gemara slugs it up altogether. The Gemara says, "Chayvu v'cheri nami came b'talta lo Yosef and Yosef einim zayim nami came b'talta v'hoyim ben akaisa rosha." It's also a bittul. Ella einim zayim eshlem begulish ben chalutza chayvu v'cheri nami ikolakimi kun sheikar kav shem of shavar puto sa'achaisa nami ikolakimi ve'achaisa begeres. So the Gemara says, "This is altogether not a tenable argument." So you're Rashi quickly. Came the patart of balach balachaisim imalkas. In a patart balachaisim imalkas, bital to lab sheba, in mivatul lab she'oinish lab bimalkas. It's called mivatul lab because the oinish of lab is bimalkas. Upachinu chayv lecharei lakochet b'mam and nidon tikshi b'talto lado le'yosef ben yosef shu ashor le'makas chaveri v'hoi ben akayis b'msechas makas mutminu le'vedim zayimim el akochet kevin the rabbi kolot ha'shlomot ikaluk milo einish makas le'lav didei b'mi'inu manu esish pleini kayin shu ben gushu d'leko lukmi d'leko lukmi kashazoma v'loimer again el akochet kevin the rabbi kolot ha'shlomot. Since the Torah says that Vayim Zoyimim is Mishal and Vayim Elokim, so it says Vitzdiku Ikul Ukmi La Einish Malkus the Lav Didei, the Einish Malkus of the Lav that says in Vitzdiku. We'll say that's talking about Bebeidim Onu Esish Pleini Koyin Shu Ben Grusha. We don't have Kasha Zomim the Lekad Ukmi Kasha Zomim V'Loim Yehu Ben Grusha Tachto. Like the Mishnah says in Makis, but we can have the Makis. And the book is Mufurish in the Rashi that the Makis of Itzdiku is a Makis of Lav Didei. We had that discussion in Maseches Makis. Is Itzdiku, the Me'ili says, we'll talk about it again today, Mishnah. Is Itzdiku a new parasha of Makis? Like the Mi'ili says in that base in Makis, b'mokum kasha zomim, or is v'hitzdiku a gilui that you're loikim mishum leisana? So Rashi's Rebbe Kama says that v'hitzdiku is a gilui, and I dalit is that v'hitzdiku is a gilui that you're loikim mishum leisana. It says in the Chorin this Rashi also. He says that because the Gemara is close to pasuk v'hitzdiku, and Rashi says that's called oinish malchus the lav didei. V'hitzdiku is not a lav; the lav is leisana. But the malchus of v'hitzdiku are the oinish of the lav of leisana. Just feeling a funny thing over here. I don't know if it's the end of the world. Last time we were with Ayik and Rashi, that if Rav Yochanan would darshan tachas achas, so the din would be mishal ben eloikin, not only by knas, but in kolotar kula. We were with Ayik and the Rashi of my time of the omak kula. The gomak zeh shovel oinshi mamun v'le malchus lechol chayim mamun u'malchus. So with Ayik and Rashi, that if Rav Yochanan would darshan tachas achas, then the din would be in kolotar kula. This mishal ben eloikin. I asked Taka Rakashi, why would that be? My Rav Yochanan has a pasuk of Arbaim Yakenu that the rule is like Kevein Mishal. So even if you dash in Tachas Tachas, so let it be a third exception to the rule. Why should we mevatel the whole din of Arbaim Yakenu? Now we talked about why what might be the pshat in Rashi, but Al Kapanim it says in Rashi that on the tzad that we dash in Tachas Tachas over here, the din would be Mishal and Eloikin not only by Knas, not that Knas would be a third exception, but the din would be Bechol Chayim Mamadu Malkus that in Kol Terakula you like Kevein Mishal. Right, remember that was last year. So now the Gemara says, why does Rav Yochanan not say that? Because you're going to be mevatel erbas achayis chulei segala. L'chayra is not only a bittel of erbas achayis chulei segala; it's a bittel of the malchus of every lav in every case of where you have a chi of malchus and a chi of mamon at the same time. I guess in Echanami, the Gemara talks about erbas achayis chulei segala because that's the case they were talking about. But in Echanami, the same argument—that's really part of the same argument. If you're going to dash in tachas tachas, then by knas you're going to be battle the lav of eres achayis and wesigala, and by every moment of malchus, any time you have somebody mischay a moment of malchus at the same time, you're going to be battle the lav. That is the argument. The Gemara is saying a shorthand. Anyway, so the Gemara goes on. So he uses up the Zereshova, the word tachas for Abai's drosh of tachas hasheino, which tells me the chiyuv of Galatius Baishas of Gam. Hai tachas hasheino, this is the drosh. Hai tachas hasheino, mechalik of Baishas of Gam. Ula, not how does Ula know the din of Baishas of Gam? Not from the Rav, 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 the By Ben Gusha Mechalutza, since you're talking about Makayim Kasha Zoman, so how's the Eidus good in the first place? Shuvin Eidus Shiata Yochel Azim. I don't know what this Taisa is doing here in Ksuvas. Was that what that Sugi Bechal? It's a Kasha in the first Mishnah Makas. That's Taisa's essay in the first Mishnah Makas. The Mishnah Makas says, Kate said, Eidim Nasim Zaymimim. So over there, Taisa asked this kasha. If by Ben Gusha Mechalutza you don't give him, you don't do kasha zomam, you give him malchus instead. We should learn that from Vid Stikum. So Toshavina Eidus Shiata Yochel Azim. But in Adam, what was that 2,000 sugi b'chal? I don't know. But anyway, Taisa asked it over here, whatever reason. So anyway, Taisa asked. So if by Ben Gusha Mechalutza. If in fact they don't have a din of kasha zomam, rather they get malchus for Taisa says that even though by Ben Gusha Mechalutza you can't be Mekayim Kasha Zomim literally, but you do give him Malkas al Sveit Stikul, that's enough to make an Eidus Shiata Yochel Azim. The case of Eidus Shiata Yochel Azim is where, let's say, they were made on a trefa that he killed somebody. So we can't kill the Eidim. Their din of Kasha Zomim is to kill him. We can't kill him because it's not Kasha Zomim. They wanted to kill a person who was a Bak Tol anyway. So that's not really, they didn't really want to kill somebody they wanted to kill somebody who's Hailuch Lomos to kill them. It's not Kasha Zomim Lassus Loch. Why don't they get Malchus Taka? Why don't they get Malchus Al Slisana? The end of the day, they said Neidus Sheker. Why don't they get Marcus? Taisa says they don't get Marcus.
Before you have
the what?
Yeah.
What?
Isn't his cash just that you're not getting Mishim?
Yeah, but the law in Taisa is that Gavik Taylor Boyle Mikkel, and if we actually kill me with Shum Dov, Aloyb Misa, Aloyb Marcus. Why doesn't he get Marcus? Yeah, Taisa says in Makkos, not like Abi Treifel, but Taisa says in Makkos that in an Eilus, that's ordinarily Shaya Kashas Avam. So if you can't do Kashas Avam, they don't get Makkos for Vinstiku. Why is that even true? What?
I think it's in the Kasha Tosos that you do get Malchus in the case of Yeshia Tchalazim on the Naira.
Yes, I'm looking at. Let's leave that to the end. Let's leave this particular Nakuda to the end. For today. I want to work out some other things first. So anyway, Taisa over here says that Malchus is enough to satisfy Eidus Shatei Yochel Azimah. So the Malchus of Itzdiku is enough to satisfy Eidus Shatei Yochel Azimah, that it should be called an Eidus Shatei Yochel Azimah. So since by Ben Gushim Echlutzu they get Malchus also of Itzdiku, so that's called an Eidus Shatei Yochel Azimah. So, Kedu Tyson reading a Makkos has two tzadim about this. Over there, Tyson asks also the same kasha. Kevin Shem Huzma Nasim Ben Gushim and Chalutzah. So where's the Eidus Shatei Yochel Azimah? So Tyson says the first teretz in Tyson, like Tyson over here, Yishleim and Kevin the Loikin, have a kasha zoma, it's a kiyum of kasha zoma, and have a shaper at the Yochel Azimah. Interesting lesson. Kevin the Loikin have a kasha zoma. And then Taisus another teretz. Vayyish leimar says Taisus. At Taisus only brings the first teretz. But Taisus there is a second teretz. The Gabi Eidus Ben Gushim and Chalutzu lechashin and cloud after Yochel Azimah. The Mehecha Nafkuman the Bina Eidus after Yochel Azimah Mikasha Zoma. And Kasha Zoma doesn't apply to Eidus Ben Gushim and Chalutzu. Taisus says the second teretz of Taisus says you only need Eidus after Yochel Azimah in a kind of Eidus that's in the parsha of Kasha Zoma. But the Eidus Ben Gushim and Chalutzah is not in the Parsha of Kasha Zoma. It's Mufka from the Parsha of Kasha Zoma. Because there's no way that you're going to make them into a Ben Gushim and Chalutzah. So in an Eidus that's Mufka from the Parsha of Kasha Zoma, you don't need that. It should be an Eidus at the Yochel Azimah. Tutsadim in Taisus. So the raid in Taisus is standard Yeshiva Shereid. That the Tutsadim are totally in the Chakir that we talked about already many times. The Chakir Sishayim. How to understand the din of Itzdiku? Is Vitzdiku a gilui that you like Mishum Leisana? And the Malchus of Vitzdiku, which is the Malchus of Engushim Chalutza, is simply Malchus for the Lava Leisana. And it has absolutely nothing to do with the parish of Kasha Zoma. Or, like the Meiri says in Malchus in that phase, that Vitzdiku is a Malchus that's Bimokim Kasha Zoma. Since we can't do to them Kasha Zoma, Lassus La'okub. So the Torah says, "Bemokim, when you can't do Kasha Zoma, lasses la'ochiv." So the Malchus is a substitute for Kasha Zoma. It's a new parasha Malchus, and this Malchus, this new parasha Mechudesh is a Malchus. This Bemokim Kasha Zoma. So it's Bemokim Kasha Zoma. So that's a kiyum of Eidus Shatei Yochel Azimah. So just the rain in Tosis is that these two tzadim in Tosis is totally in this chakir. That the tzad in Tosis that if you say that Vitzdikus is the god of Gilui Elisane, so it's Malchus like any other Malchus, but it's nothing to do with Kasha Zoma. So that does not satisfy Kasha Zoma Lassus La'okim. So why is it in the Eidus Shatei Yochel Azimah? So that's the second teretz in Taisus. Because the Malchus of Ben Gushim and Chalutzah is not in the parsha of Kasha Zoma in the first place. It's a different kind of Eidus. It's Eidus that doesn't have Kasha Zoma. The Torah doesn't say the parsha of Kasha Zoma Lassus La'okim was never said in regard to Eidus such as Eidus Ben Gushim and Chalutzah. So you don't need to have Yochel Azimah. On the other end, if you say that the Malchus of Yitzdiku, the Malchus of Ben Gushim and Chalutzah is Bemokim Kasha Zoma. So it's a new parsha of Malchus Bemokim Kasha Zoma. So then they say, isn't Eidus that's in the parsha of Kasha Zoma Lassus La'okim? And it has to be Yochel Azimah, but it is Yochel Azimah because this Malchus is called Yochel Azimah because this Malchus is a kind of Kasha Zoma. That's the standard pshat that they say in this Taisus. Taisus in Makkos. V'chatzik Levramsky writes this way in the Chazon Yecheskel, in the first pair. The problem is, the doichik in that is, a Taisus Makkos in the Valley of Beis says, b'pshitus, we already saw the Taisus, that v'tziku is megalim lis, that you like him shulaysana. But the Gemara on the bottom of the Dalam Beis, when the Gemara says, according to the Rabbanu, why are you like, when you by the Edomonu Beish Plainish, you chayim Malkus? So Rameir says, you like a Shmeinim, 40 for Kashas Amam, and 40 for Lysana. And the Gemara says, what about the Rabbanu? Hai Lysana, my Abdi Beik. What do you mean, Hai Lysana, my Abdi Beik? Lysana is Lav Shem and Mais. So Tais, no, but it's Tikus Megali, you like him Shem Lysana. So the Gemara is asking, even according to the Rabbanu, you should be like Arbon for Kashas Amam, you should be like Arbon for Lysana. And the Gemara answers, Lysana is the Asar of Akash Zom. But Kabbalah, it says, Beferish not Taisus. No ifs, ands, or buts. No other than Taisus. That Fitzdik was a Gila, that you like him, Shul Lysana. And how could it be that Taisus in the Bezim and Aleph has two Tzadim about that? So, that misses a Taisus in Rosh. Very strange Taisus Rosh. In Baba Kama and Hayim Beis, the Shita Mekubetzes brings. The case there in the Gemara is strange case. Gemara is the following case. The background of that Gemara is that the halacha is that Moedah B'Knas V'Achakach Bo'edim, we pass it as Potter. Person made of a knas, not only is he not machayev himself, but he gets a pshur, even if afterwards Adam comes, he's also potter. However, the Gemara is a tzad, it's machlekes in the Gemara, but the Gemara is a tzad, that only happens, you only get the pshur of made of a knas, if the haidah cost you something. The haidah was haidah machayevis. So haidah that cost you something, was haidah machayevis, so that has a power that it gives you a pshur in the knas, that afterwards if Adam comes, you're potter. But haidah didn't cost you anything. Wasn't mechayiv you anything, does not pater you if Adam come later. So the mashal, fellow comes and he's moida ganftiva tavachti. So ganftiva mechayiv keren and tavachti mechayiv alvei. So the idol cost him something because he has to pay another keren. So therefore, that's called a moida b'knas. And the idol, and I then say that if Adam come later and say that he was tavach, he doesn't have to pay the alvei because he was already moida tavachti, and that idol cost him money. So let's say that's the Aydah that counts as Aydah. What if a fellow comes, what if we already have Adam that he was gone of? And a guy comes and just says, he's my dad, Tavachti. Doesn't cost him anything, such Aydah. It's not Machayev him anything. It's cost free. It doesn't count as Aydah. It's not Aydah Machayevis. So we don't even listen to it because it's Limala Vilimari that Aydah. Later on, if Adam comes and say Tavach, and he has to pay Talad Bay, that's the. It's a Machayev in the Murray, this in the Kudu, but that's what the Murray's talking about. So the Gemara now discusses the following case. When a fellow came and he said, I was gonav and I was tovach in front of Reuven and Shimon, in front of Adam. Now Reuven and Shimon show up and they say, yeah, he was taka gonav. He was taka gonav lefanenu. So Pshutoi, it's not Haidah Mechayemis. Because when he was made, he was gone off. He knew that there were Edom going to be Mechayemim anyway, and there really are Edom who are Mechayemim anyway. So that also counts as not Haidah Mechayemis. In other words, there were Edom there, so even though he was made before the Edom came, but he knew that there were Edom. He said, I was gone off in front of Reuben and Shimon. And Reuben and Shimon really come up and come up, show up, and they say it's true. He was gone over the Fanenu. So if you need a Haidah Mechayevis, the Chor is not a Haidah Mechayevis because he was mighty when he was gone up. So he was only mighty when he was gone up because of the Edom. And there really are Edom. So maybe that's not called the Haidah. And therefore, he should be Chayev afterwards, Dalabay. The verse says, but maybe not. Maybe those Edom, they don't count as Edom at all. Why? Because the Edom only said Gonav, I think. Not Tavach. The Edom said Gonav. So the Gemara says, maybe those Edom don't count as Edom at all because it's an edus shiata yochel azima. Murtak says not a havin. That's the it's the edus not called an edus because it's an edus shiata yochel azima. Why is an edus shiata yochel azima? Because what will happen if we be mazin those edim? So ordinarily, we mazin edim. They say somebody was gonna and we mazin them. They have to pay him because they said he was gonna, but he's not true. He wasn't gonna. But here, he himself was made that he was gonna. So they can't pay him, the Karen, for lying about him and say that and saying that he was a that he was a ganav. He himself is moider that he was a ganav. Even though the Edom are Muslim, but it does bother the Kamei Edom Domi, so they don't have to pay. They don't have to pay to the. They don't have. You know, you have the case. Yeah, you have the ganav says I was a ganavti in front of Reuben and Shimon and Tavachti. And now Reuben and Shimon come along and they say that he was ganav. Is that an edus, or is it not an edus? The nafkamina is. What's the nafkamina? He was moider anyway. The nafkamina is, if it is an edus, then their hayitah wasn't mechayev them, so they're not put later on from the dalad behev. If edim come later on the tshichu, but if it's not an edus, then his hayitah was it called hayitah mechayev, then it'll pat them later from the dalad behev. So that's the nafkamina. The nafkamina for us not important. What's important for us to understand the Taisa Rosh is just it's got to be the edim themselves. The Gemara says that this edus is called an edus shi'at yochel hazim. Because even though they turn out to be, they say Edos that this guy stole, and it turns out that they're Edom Zaymim, they were not there at all. They didn't see him. They didn't see him steal, but they don't have to pay the ganav, the guy that they were made on that he's a ganav, because he himself is made. He's made. We were mazing them, but it does nothing to make them. As far as he's concerned, we have to believe the ganav, and the ganav is made that he did steal in front of them. So the mele, they don't have to pay the ganav because there's a does nothing to make them dummy. So there is no way we can be mazim these edim. We can't be mazim edim. So it's called an edus shi'at yochel azim. That's the gemara. So Tais Rosh has a discussion. These edim, so we can't give them kashas olam. It's edus shi'at yochel azim. Not only can't we give them kashas olam, it's not called an edus. The gemara says that it's not an edus. The edus is bottle because it's edus shi'at yochel azim. So Tais Rosh says shaila: do they get malchus for leisana? The ma'aser they said edus sheker. As far as we're concerned, they said edus sheker. Yeah. Can't make them pay to the ganav because he does balim kamei edin domi. So the ganav has he does balim, he has ten abundance. But the gabi the edim, as far as malchus and basin is concerned, we believe edim. We don't believe the ganav. We don't believe. You with me? There's two nidoinim. There's one nidin that the edim have to pay the ganav. So when it comes to the issue of the edim paying the ganav, so the final arbiter is the ganav himself. If he was moider that he was a ganav, so they don't have to pay him because he does balim kamei edin domi. But now there's another nidin. We have Edom, who other Edom say are Edom Zayunim. They go to get Malchus for Leisana. They were violating the law for Leisana. For that, the fact that the Ganav is Moida is totally irrelevant to us, because Lagabi, the Malchus of the Edom, the Ganav is not a Baldin. As far as the Malchus of the Edom are concerned, the Ganav is the regular Edechon, and they do our Shalei Echon, but Mokom Shnai, we have two Edom who are made in Imanu Aisim. So maybe we should give Malchus to these Edom Zayunim. Says the Taisa Rosh, he says, no, we can't give them Malchus. Why do we don't give them Malchus? He said, I'll prove it to you. If we would give them Malchus, then it would be Eidus Shata Yochel Azim. Because Malchus is enough to make it into an Eidus Shata Yochel Azim, like it says, like you see by Ben Gushim and Chalutzo. You see by Ben Gushim and Chalutzo, Malchus is enough to make it an Eidus Shata Yochel Azim. So if Malchus can make it into an Eidus Shata Yochel Azim, so why over there does the Mark call an Eidus Shata Yochel Azim? I'll call it, they don't get Malchus for Lisan. Then Tais Rosh turns around and says, no, believe me or that's not true. They get Malchus for Leisana. If they get Malchus for Leisana, so it should be Eidus Shata Yochel Azimah. Why does it more call it Eidus Shi'at Yochel Azimah? Why is it different than Eidus Ben Gushim and Chalutza? Says Tais Rosh, the difference is that by the Eidus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza, so the Malchus, I need the Lashon of Tais Rosh, anybody have it? The linear that you know Malchus, they get Malchus. Came in Shiva Sheker. I said, why does he call it Eidus Shiata Yochel Azim? So he says, Blei Domil Eidus Ben Gusho. Did we create Eidus Shiata Yochel Azim? Came in the local. The shiny also, Ben Gusho includes different. There might have been a Malchus didu mi behoyu bin hakais. The Malchus of Eidus Ben Gusho and Chalutza is a new parsha of its diku, from the pasuk of its diku. And that malchus of Vizdiku is when you can't do kashazomam, so instead you do Vizdiku. So he means to say that malchus of Vizdiku, that's bemokum kashazomam. So that could satisfy Eidush Atayochal Azimuk. The Eidush Mengushim Chalutso, the Parsha Vizdiku, there's a special malchus bemokum when you can't do kashazomam, so that malchus satisfies Eidush Atayochal Azimuk, makes it into an Eidush Atayochal Azimuk. Aval Eidush the Gneva, but by the Eidush over here, Gneva, Dilmoli hayda osoy eshelukim kashazomam. Eidus Gneva is Eidus that basically has kashazomam, so it doesn't get this special malchus mechudeshes of Vizdiku. So the pasuk of Ahoyu bin Hakayis Rosha doesn't say that here we have a malchus that's been mokum kashazomam, that it should be called an Eidus Shetei Yochel Azimu. The beikir Eidus Gneva eshelukayim kashazomam, because the Eidus Gneva has a regular kashazomam to get malchus. It's obscure. Rosh is obscure. He seems to be saying that by the Eidus of Mengusha, again, the problem with the Rosh is trying to say, trying to make a distinction. He's trying to say that by the Eidus of Mengusha Mechalutza, the Malchus of Mengusha Mechalutza makes it into an Eidus Sha'at Yochel Azim, and it's a kosher Eidus. By the Eidus of Gneva, where the Ganav is made in it that he was Ganav. So there, they get malchus for Lisana, because at the end of the day, they said Lisana. They violated Lisana. They said Neidus Sheker. But the malchus that they're getting is not the malchus of Vizdiku that comes b'mokum kashazomam. Because it's not a malchus b'mokum kashazomam. Eidus Gneva fundamentally has regular kashazomam. Just this, in this particular case, you can't do kashazomam, because the Ghana was made, and it does b'dim k'mei Eidudomi. But this is a malchus that's shayach to kashazomam. Since it's an Eidus rather, that's shayach that could have kashazomam. Since it's an Eidus that fundamentally could have kashazomam, so therefore there's no malchus here of Vizdiku that's been mokum kashazomam. Rather, they're getting malchus as a regular lav. They're getting malchus plain and ordinary for having violated Lesana. Malchus for just violating Lesana, but it's not the new parsha of Vizdiku that's been mokum kashazomam, is not enough to make it into an Eidus Shatei Yochel Azim. Those are the words of the Taisa Rosh, with a little bit of elaboration, but I think those are the words of the Taisa Rosh. And of course, the problem with the Taisa Rosh is that if this strange case over there in Baba Kama, if it's not Malchus of Vizdiku, then how do you get Malchus for Lisan at all? Lisan is Lav Shem Yemais. That's the word that based in Malchus. The Gemara says you can't get Malchus just for Lisan. Lisan is Lav Shem Yemais. So you have to see any apostle of Vizdiku. So I don't care. You want to say Vizdiku is a new parsha of Malchus. You want to say Vizdiku is Megal and Lisana. But Vizdiku is the only game in town. You can't just have Malchus. You can't say this is a Malchus that has nothing to do with Vizdiku, but you get Malchus for Lisana anyway. Lisana is Lav Shem Yemais. You have to come on to Vizdiku. So how does the Rosh? The Rosh seems to say that there's two different kinds of Malchus. There's the Malchus of Engushim and Chalutzo. That's the Malchus of Vizdiku. That's a Malchus that's been Mokum Kashazomam, and that satisfies Eidus Shatei Yochel Azimu. And then there's a Malchus by that case of Gneva, where the Ganav himself is Moedah, he's a Ganav, where you can't actually be Mechayev Leinim Zoyvim, because it does Balin Kamei Eidim Lomi. But that strange case, that's there, that's not a Malchus of Bimokim Kashazomam. That's not the Malchus of Vizdiku. Vizdiku was only said by Eidus Ben Gushim Chalutza, where there's no Metzias of Kashazomam, so the Torah gave a substitute of Vizdiku, Malchus of Vizdiku. The Malchus of Gneva is a Malchus that has a regular Kashazomam ordinarily. And there, Eidus HaTayochel Azimu requires that you should be able to Mekayim Kashazomam. And if you can't be Mekayim Kashazomam, it's called an Eidus HaTayochel Azimu. But nonetheless, says the Rosh, but Malchus you still get because you violated Lisana. So I don't understand. If it's not Vizdiku, then how do you get Malchus for Lisana? Lisana without Vizdiku is a Lav Shem Yemais. The Rosh seems to want to have his cake and eat it too. I'm going to go over it again maybe in a second, but the Rosh seems to want to have his cake and eat it too. He wants to have, on the one hand, that Vizdiku is a parsha mechudeshes of Malchus. That Bemokim, when you can't be Mekayim Kashazomam, those kinds of Eidlos that don't have Kashazomam, they have a new parsha of Vizdiku. And that those Malchus are Bemokim Kashazomam, and those Malchus are special Malchus. They're Kashazomam Dika Malchus, and they satisfy that it's called an Eidus Shatei Yochel Azimu. But at the same time, when you don't have that, still the Tzdik was Megala that you could be like it for Loisana as an ordinary laugh. But then already it's not an Eidah Shafti Yochal Azima. So you'll get Malkus because you violated Loisana. But it's not an Eidah Shafti Yochal Azima because those Malkus have nothing to do with Kasher Zomim. So there's Malkus that are Kasher Zomim Dik. That's like Bengushim Mechalutza, where there's no Metzias of doing Kasher Zomim because you can't make him into a Bengushim Mechalutza. So there the Torah prescribed Kasher Zomim Dik and Malkus. And those Malkus are special Malkus. They make it into an Eidah Shafti Yochal Azima. And then there's a different kind of Malkus. There's a Malkus for Loisana, plain ordinary Malkus for Loisana. In an ordinary kind of Eidus that has ordinarily Kasher Zomim Lasa L'Ochiv, but in this particular case there's a technical reason why you can't do Kasher Zomim, and it really is Eidus Shiyata Yochal Azima, and it's not even a Kosher Eidus, but you lied, so you get ordinary Malkus for violating Lisana. Where does Malkus come from? From Lisana. High Lisana is Lav Shem Emaisa. Must be Vitzdikus Magali, you like it for Lav Shem Emaisa. How does that happen? If Vitzdikus is, he wants to have, it's kilo like the Me'iri and the Tosis together. He wants to have both in him. You have the Me'iri's din, that there's new Malkus of Itztiku. That's by Ben Gushim Echalutso. But then he also has a Tosis din, that Itztiku's Megali, you like him, Shim Loisana. But the Nafkamina is, that the Me'iri's kind of Itztiku, the Malkus of Itztiku, that makes it into Eidah Shafti Yochal Azima, because those are Kashas Omen, the Malkus. And then the Malkus that are just for Loisana, those don't make it into Eidah Shafti Yochal Azima. How's that possible to do? Let me just put it up on the board. I don't know if it helps to put it up on the board. I don't know if I'm contributing anything, but why not? It's free. And here it has a case. You have Eidus Gneivah. Eidus Gneivah, and Nevuzum. Shuluzma. But there's a technical reason why that they're part of Milashalim. Who are Milashalim? If you should my dust found it. But the guy himself is Mayu, they don't have to pay him. No, so really, they're Eidim Zayimim. They were Huzim. They have all the dinam, they have all the qualities. They're Eidim. They said something stole. Now other Eidim come and they're mazim them. They're really Eidim Zayimim. But they don't have to pay because the person to whom they would have to pay, because does bald in, he says, no, I'm taka ganav. So we can't make them pay. We can't make them pay the ganav when the ganav himself says, I'm really a ganav. So they don't have to pay. But objectively, as far as we're concerned, they're Eidim Shakronim. You know, other Eidim came and we're mazim them. We really think that they're lying. But they're potter milashalom because the God himself made it because of this special din of Eidos Balin. So now the shalis, do they get Malkus? The Maisa, they're Eidim Shakron, they're Eidim Zaymun. Maybe they should get Malkus. But the only thing is, the Gemara says with Eidos, it's called Eidos Shi'at Yochal Azim. That's the problem. The Gemara says that this is called Eidos Shi'at Yochal Azim. That seems to imply don't get Malkus. Because if they got Malkus, then why is it Eidus Shi'at Yochal Azima? Ben Gushim Echaluso gets Malkus, and that's called Eidus Shi'at Yochal Azima. Seems like he's going like that's Amtosis, that the Eidus Ben Gushim Echaluso, the reason why it's called Eidus Shi'at Yochal Azima is because they get Malkus, and the Malkus makes it Yochal Azima. So he says over here also, let the Malkus make it Yochal Azima. It must be they don't get Malkus. I don't think of Malkus, but it must be they don't get Malkus. So he says, no, believe me, it's not done. He says, in this case, the Eidus is Taka Bottle. The Gemara is the Ferris. The Eidus is Bottle. Because it's Eina Yochal Azima. That's the Gemara. But they get Malkus for Leisana. They get Malkus because of Leisana. Because at the end of the day, they did violate Leisana. And therefore, there is Malkus because of Leisana. There's Malkus for Lisana, so why is the Gemara called it Eina Yochal Azima? Why is it different Eidus Ben Gushim Echalutso? Eidus Ben Gushim Echalutso, there's Malkus for Vitzdiku. And that's called Yochal Azima. So how come by the Ein Shemayim Mechalutza, the Malchus of Yitzdiku makes it Yochel Azima, and over here, by the Eidus Gneva Shehuzmu, there is Malchus, the Tosh Rosh is claiming, but that's because of Lisana, but it's called Eidus Yochel Azima. How come the Malchus of Yitzdiku Mechalutza is Yochel Azima, and the Malchus of Eidus Gneva Shehuzmu is called Eidus Yochel Azima? They both have Malchus. Says the Tosh Rosh. This Malchus has nothing, is not been welcome Kasha Zomam. It's not been welcome Kasha Zomam. And the Mashmois of his Lashon is, it's not from Vitzhiku. Kasha Zomam. The Vitzhiku is always, again, why is this saying it's not been welcome Kasha Zomam? Because in the case of Eidik Neva, you could do a real Kasha Zomam. The real Eidik Neva have Kasha Zomam. If the Ghana, but only not if Moida, we would have done for them Kasha Zomam Lassus La'ochiv. So this is an Eidus that's eligible for Kasha Zomam Lassus La'ochiv. And for technical reasons, we can't do it because the guy was Moida. So an Eidus that has Kasha Zomam Lassus La'ochiv, the Torah doesn't prescribe for it Vitzdiku, Malchus of Vitzdiku, but Mokum Kasha Zomam. This Eidus is supposed to have the real Kasha Zomam. And if you can't do the real Kasha Zomam, then it's an Eidus Shi'iyata Yochel Azima, and it's an Eidus, and the Eidus is bottled. But they get Malchus anyway. Jolaisana. Mashayin have Eidus Mimushim Chalutza, where it's not Shayach ever to do Kasha Zomam. So there we have a new parasha of Yitzdiku that says that they get Malchus Bimokim Kasha Zomam. And Malchus that's Bimokim Kasha Zomam is called Eidus Shi'iyata Yochel Azima. That's the Tosh Rosh. So Josh is telling me that somehow we have two different kinds of Malchus over here. We have the Malchus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza, let's learn that from Vitzdiku. That Malchus has been Mokim Kasha Zomam. The Torah prescribed it because you can't do Kasha Zomam in an Eidus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza because you can't make them. It's an Eidus that could never have Kasha Zomam. So Torah gave it an alternate Eidus. The Malchus of Vitzdiku, that's called Yochel Azima because it's Kasha Zomam. Mashayin came by Eidik Neva, they're supposed to do it, they're supposed to get the regular Kasha Zomam Lassus La'ochiv. So by them, the Torah didn't prescribe Malchus of Yitzdiku. So you give them Malchus anyway because they violated Lisana. But that Malchus has nothing to do with Yitzdiku. And if it has nothing to do with Yitzdiku, then it's not been Malkum Kasha Zomam, and it's not sufficient to make it into an Eidus Shi'iyata Yochel Azima. I'm just telling you, I'm paraphrasing now the Tosfos Rosh. I'm not saying any Torah. That's what it says in Tosfos Rosh. He says it Bekitzer, and I'm saying it a little more elaborated, but all the words that I'm saying are in the Tosfos Rosh. Now, Shaila is, how does this work? Lesan is Lasha Eimim Aisa. The Gemara says from the Lesan alone you would not get Malchus. You only get Malchus because it's a parasha of Yitzdiku. So you want to say Yitzdiku is Magal Yalekiv Shim Lesan, that's fine. You want to say Yitzdiku is a new parasha of Chodeshes of Malchus, that's also fine. But the Tosfos Rosh seems to want to say both. That there's a parasha mechudeshes of Yitzdiku or Malchus of that's been welcome Kasha Zomam, but that's only like Be'edus Vinglushim and Chalutz that doesn't have Kasha Zomam. But then there's another thing that you're like a Mishum Lysana. Why are you like a Mishum Lysana? It's Lashem and Maisa. Because Yitzdiku is Magal, you're like a Mishum Lysana. How does that happen? How does Yitzdiku do both things? It's a new Malchus of been welcome Kasha Zomam when it needs to be. But even when it can't do that, like Be'edus Gneva, Be'edus Gneva, but it's also Magal, you're like a Mishum Lysana. How can it do both things? If it's a new parasha mechudeshes, then it's not megali like mishum leisana. And if it's megali like mishum leisana, then it's not a new parasha mechudeshes. Anybody have any suggestions? I think the Shas, but in this Tosfos Rosh is really a very big breakthrough in this topic. Let's go back to the Gemara Daf Dalet Amud Beis in Makkos we spoke about in the past. The Gemara over there says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're looking for Lav Shein and Maaseh. And I'm like, at the bottom of the second half of Dalet Amud Beis, we spent a lot of time. I warned you at the time, we're going to be that Gemara Makkos is going to be with us for a while. So Rabbi Yehuda says that you like it. We possibly not like it for Lashem and Maisa. Rabbi Yehuda says you like it for Lashem and Maisa. Says in my house, if you don't know it. How does Rabbi Yehuda know? Where did you learn it out from? Anybody remember? What?
Shemra.
What's Shemra?
And
Adam Zaynu. The Gemara is a Pircha. Mal, what's Shemra? Shekain, Leitim Shalom. The Gemara is Adam Zaynu Yechiyach. Mal, Adam Zaynu, Mishkein, Eishvich, Masra. So, what's Shemra Yechiyach? The Gemara has, so we have a Matzah. The Gemara has two Pirchas. What's the first pircha?
Knas.
Malat Hashavah Shevehem Shekein Knas. What is my answer?
He doesn't want to be a big kid.
Rabbi Yehuda holds, ain't a Knas. And his name is not a Knas. Then there was another pircha. Tzachoma. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Tzachoma Leparach. Now, Yesh Lodom, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass him that you're not like an Alav Shem and Maisa. Why do we not pass like Rabbi Yehuda? Because of the first Pircha, or because of the second Pircha, or because of both Pirchas? But why don't we learn out from Meitzi Shemra and Eidim Zaynu that you're like an Alav Shem and Maisa? That's because one of those two Pirchas. Either because Shekein Knas, or because Sakho. So let's decide. First of all, do we pass the Eitzayimim as a Knas? Not so clear. The Rambam might have passed the Eitzayimim as a Knas. But that is a big mockum to say that we pass the Eitzayimim as not a Knas, because the Gemara says that Rabbi Meir, who says you like the Mishalim, call it Terakulo, he learns it after Mitzvah Shemra. Says the Gemara, he learns it after Mitzvah Shemra, Mala Mitzvah Shemra, Shekein Knas. Says the Gemara, Meir holds that Mitzvah Shemra is that Eitzayimim is also a Knas. Hashtus is that the reason why the Rabban are chelik in a mayor is because the old Zayim is not a class. That was the Tis. We had the things. Where was the Tis discussed that? On the Tis without class. We had it. We didn't talk about that Tis that much, but there was a long Tis about that. The Hashtus is that the Rabban are chelik in a Yehuda because the old Zayim is not a class. Tis and Falcon, that maybe it's not true. Maybe even if Zayim isn't class, he could still be chelik in a mayor. But the point of about it is that there's certainly a mockup to say that the Tis Rosh, that the Tis Rosh, for example, might very well hold that we hold that Zayim is not a class like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's not why we argue in Rabbi Yehuda. So why do we argue in Rabbi Yehuda? Because of the other issue, Sarchom. Malat Sarashov, Shavem Shekin Yeshu, and Sarchom. Rabbi Yehuda, Sarchom, Olipach. But we have this Pircha, Malat Sarashov, Shavem Shekin Yeshu, and Sarchom. That's the case, so we can say it's a chap. Let's say that the Hitzdiku is a new Osiris. Whenever you learn out from Adam Zayman, which markers of Adam Zayman is he learning out from? This Malchus of Yerusha Chalutza, this Malchus of Ido and Mishpanish Chayim Malchus. There's different kinds of Malchus by cases of Malchus by Kashas on when Rabbi Yehuda says that we learn out from Yerushalayim that you like it for a lav shame about a lav shame in my. So which Malchus is he referring to? What? I think Malchus is Shayim. Who's the Mivam Yahilchim?
Rashi and Tosfos would say it's from Yerusha.
Right, Rashi and Tosfos say he's referring to the Malchus of Yitzdiku, Megusha and Chalutza. And who argues?
The Toshans.
The Toshans. Says that we're referring to the Malchus of Shechayim Malchus. When they were made on somebody as Chayim Malchus and they're getting Kashas on it. So let's go with Rashi and Tosfos. We're talking here about the Malchus of Yitzdiku. Now, I want to suggest something. Let's say that the Malchus of Yitzdiku is a Kasha Zomim with the Malchus. it's a new parsha, Malchus of Kasha Zama. Wait, let me start something else. Let me take a step back. According to Tosha Shans, that we're talking about the Malchus of Me'idabon and Mishpani Shukhaya Malchus. So why is that called Malchus and Alav Shem and Maisa? It's not Malchus for the Lav of Lissana. It's a new parsha of Malchus, Me'idabon of Kasha Zama. So why does the Gemara call that Malchus and Alav Shem and Maisa? There's something we talked about. Why? The Gemara is talking about Rabbi Yehuda learning out from when Shema and Enim Zoymimim that you're like an Alav Shem and Maisa. What is Enim Zoymimim? According to Tosha Shans, Me'idabon and Mishpani Shukhaya Malchus, so they get Malchus for Kasha Zama. Why is that? What does that do with Malchus and Alav Shem and Maisa? That's not Malchus for the Lav of Lissana. That's Malchus for Kasha Zama. Why is that called Malchus and Alav Shem and Maisa? What? Oh, but why? They're getting. I'm not sure if I'll. They're getting Malchus now for Kasha Zama Lassus Lachav. They wanted to be Machayev somebody Malchus. We give them Malchus for Kasha Zama Lassus Lachav. So Shai says that's what we're talking about because he says this Malchus wouldn't be called a Knas. This Malchus is a Knas, which we know exactly what that meant, but. For his own, whatever reasons he has, he knows we're talking about the Malchus of Me'idamon and Bishlein Shachai Malchus. Now they get Malchus, and Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, you see, you're looking for Lav Shem and Maisa. What is that for Lav Shem and Maisa? That's not Malchus for the Lav, that's Malchus for Kasha Zoma. So the answer is, even if it's Malchus for Kasha Zoma, but where's the Azhara? The Azhara is still from Lysana, that's the Mars Malchus of the Fairish. Even Kasha Zoma, the Azhara of the day is from Lysana. That's still called the Malchus for Lav Shem and Maisa. So I want to say the following. Rashi and Tosfos don't learn like Tosfos. They learn that we're talking about the Malchus of Yitzchak. And I want to suggest that Tosfos Harosh holds like Tosfos and like Rashi, that we're talking here about the Malchus of Yitzchak. And let's say further that the Malchus of Yitzchak is a Kasha Zomim the Malchus. Like it's Machin Tosfos Harosh. Tosfos Harosh is Befenish. That the Malchus of Begush and Chalutza, since you can't do to them Kasha Zomim, so the Torah says it's a special new Malchus of Yitzchak that's been welcome Kasha Zomim. We anyway still let in Tosfos Harosh. So that's not like my Chiddush. So let's say we're talking about the Malchus of Yitzchak, and the Malchus of Yitzchak is a new parsha mechudeshes of Malchus that says in the parsha of Yitzchak. And Tosfos Harosh says it has to be a new parsha mechudeshes of Malchus, otherwise it will be Eidus Yiyata Yochal Azim. Every Eidus of Bengush Mechalutza says to Tosfos Harosh, why isn't it Eidus Yiyata Yochal Azim? So Tosfos Harosh explains, no, because it's a parsha of Yitzchak that's been mokim kasha zomam, so kilo you are mekayim in the kasha zomam, so it's Eidus Yiyata Yochal Azim. So fairish in Tosfos Harosh, this is a new Malchus of Yitzchak. And from there we're learning out that you're like it for an Alav Shem and Maisa. You're the ones learning out from there, the Kol HaTorah Kulo, that you're like an Alav Shem and Maisa. I hear it's not Malchus and Alav, so I just said it, but it's still on the Asor, it's still on it. So we can learn out from here, the Kol HaTorah Kulo, that you're like an Alav Shem and Maisa. Come along the Chacham and they say, we can't learn out from here, the Kol HaTorah Kulo, that you're like an Alav Shem and Maisa. Because, Mala, Reish Hashemah, and Enim Zoymimim, that they have a Tzad Chomer. So this can't be a model, the Kol HaTorah Kulo, that you're like it for Alav Shem and Maisa. With me so far. So I want to inject, okay, we can't learn out from here to Kola Tera Kula, but we can still learn out to Lysana, because Lysana has its Afom. So the Yitzchak in and of itself is a new Parsha Mechudeshes for Malchus. Otherwise it would be Eidus Shati Yochal Azim. It must be a new Parsha Mechudeshes. The Torah prescribes, here you get Malchus, it's a Kasha Zomim Dika Malchus. But we already saw in Rabbi Yehuda that even a Kasha Zomim Dika Malchus could still be melamed the kol haTorah Kulo that you're like an Alav Shem and Maisa b'Alma. Because this is also called the Malchus and Alav Shem and Maisa, because the Asara is still from Alav Shem and Maisa. So we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, because we say, no, Malat Sada Shobashim Shekin Yesh B'Msav Chomer. This is like a Mishalem, this is Ein Tzorech Hasro, so we can't learn out the kol haTorah Kulo. But anything that's within Maitre Shem and Eden Zayim, we could still learn out from this Malchus of Yitzchak that you're like an Alav Shem and Maisa. So Mimela, the Yitzchak in and of itself is a new parasha mechudeshes of Malchus. But it could still be Megala that you're like on Leisana alone. That's what I want to leverage over here. That out of Yitzchak you could get two things. You can get that Yitzchak itself is a new parasha mechudeshes of Malchus. Because that's what it says in Yitzchak. That's the content of Yitzchak. The Torah says, when you can't do Kasha Zomam, so Yitzchak is a tzaddik, so new parasha Malchus, but welcome Kasha Zomam. And that's how it works by Eidus Ben Gushim Mechalutza, where you can't do Kasha Zomam, so you have this new parsha Mechodeshes. And the Tosfos Harosh holds behalf that that's how you have to understand Yitzchak, because if you understood Yitzchak was just Malchus V'Lisana, and it wouldn't be a king of Kasha Zomam, then Eidus Ben Gushim Mechalutza would be Eidus Shiyat Yochal Azim, we wouldn't be Mechabal Eidus. And if either we are Mechabal Eidus, that's how we make somebody into a Ben Gushim Mechalutza. So obviously, this Malchus of Yitzchak is not Mechodeshes of Malchus. But the Gemara still calls that Malchus and Alav Shem and Maisa, because, like we saw in Tosfos Harosh anyway. Because the underlying Asorah is still Alav Shem and Maisa. So this is called Malchus and Alav Shem and Maisa. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, this could be megalat to kol ha-terekula, that every lav shem ha-maisa in the world, you get makas and lav shem ha-maisa, which we don't accept because every lav in the world doesn't have its hachomer. But Eidim Zoymim has its hachomer, Leisane has its hachomer. Eidim Zoymim is within the hachomer. So anything that's within the world of Eidim Zoymim, you could learn out from Vitzviku that you like out a lav shem ha-maisa. So the Mele Leisane alone, you're going to be like it, as Leisane alone, as lav shem ha-maisa. You'll ask me maybe kasha, it's not a kasha. So if that's the case, so every big mushroom includes, you should get Malkus twice. You should get Malkus for Lissana and get Malkus for Yitzhikul. So that's how to show that the verse is, like the verse is by Shmuel, you know. You can't get Malkus for Lissana and for Kasuzomim, because Lissana is the Asara for Kasuzomim. So here also, you can't get Malkus for Lissana and for Yitzhikul, because Lissana is the Asara for Yitzhikul. So, but Akapadim, fundamentally, that's how it'll work. So then, now it's Gevaldik. Tosher Rosh says, in Inchani. So that's why Tosher Rosh says it. Tosher Rosh, in the case of Enis Ben Gushim Nechalutza, where you can't do Kasha Zomam, because Ein Oimim Yehosu Zeh Ben Gushim Nechalutza Kachtov, so there's a Pasha Vitzdiku, that the Torah said there's a new Malkus Mechudeshes that's been mocking Kasha Zomam, and that's the Eid Shachar Yochal Eimah, therefore. Masha'en came by the case of Eidig Neil, which is Luzmul, there, that's regular Eidus. You have to be Mazanim in the regular way. And if you can't be Mazanim in the regular way because the Gada was Moida, so you can't be. So then the Gemara says, Beferish, it's Eidus Shi'at Yochal Azimu. The Gemara says this is called Eidus Shi'at Yochal Azimu. Eidig Neva Shi'uzmu. Says the Tosfos Rosh, but they still lie. So they have to get Malkus Velesana. But that Malkus Velesana, says the Tosfos Rosh, that's ordinary Malkus. That's not Vitzdikudika Malkus. That's plain ordinary Malkus for violating a Lav Velesana. That doesn't make it into a Lav. That doesn't make it into a Eidus Shata Yochal Azimu, because you can't be Mazim, you can't be Mekayim and Kasha Zomim or anything related to Kasha Zomim. You just give them Malkus for lying, for being over in Leisana. That's a plain ordinary Malkus for Leisana. That doesn't make it into Eidus Shata Yochal Azimu. So yes, but it's Lav Shem Emaisa. If it's not Vitzdiku, then it's Lav Shem Emaisa. So who has Shem Emanu? It's not Vitzdiku, but Vitzdiku is still Megala, that in Eidim Zaymim, which have a Tzad Chomer, you like it a Lav Shem Emaisa. So Leisana is a Lav Shem Emaisa, but it has a Tzad Chomer, so you like it on Leisana. It's not mechudoshim ma'od, because what it means is that up till now it's always been in the raid. Everybody talks about this issue of itzdiku. It's always binary. You have two choices: either itzdiku is a new parsha mechudoshim ma'os, or it's megali yolekim shalosan. Here in Tosfos Rosh, you see, if you look at the first in Tosfos Rosh, I'm saying Hezber, you see in this Tosfos Rosh that it could be both. The itzdiku could be a new parsha mechudoshim shalosan. But at the same time, it's also Megali, like when she was Sana. Which means, for example, that even though we have Tosis and Abdallah and Rebbeis and Makkah says that Vitzdikus Megali, like when she was Sana, that does not preclude the possibility that it may also be a Pashal Mechodesh Shal Malkus, like you see in Tosis Rosh. So Mela, now we go back to Tosis and Rebbeis and Megali. Tosis and Rebbeis and Megali, Tosis and Rebbeis on the top. Tosis says, the aim is to Bengushim and Chalutsu. Why is it Yochal Azimu? After all, you're not going to make them into Bengushim and Chalutsu. He says, too strong. He says, maybe Taka don't need Yochal Azimu. And then he says, no, maybe Taka need Yochal Azimu, but Malkus is it, but the Malkus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza of Itzdiku is a kim of Yochal Azimu. Chor of Shad is like Yom Chaskel and Rav Hamsky said, Taka very glad of Shad. Mashma Taisha that glad of Shad. That what Taisha is saying over here is, or at least what Taisha is subic is, maybe the Malkus of Ben Gushim and Chalutza is just an ordinary Malkus for a lav, and it's Taka not Yochal Azimu. Must be that Eidus Ben Gushim Chalutza doesn't need Yochal Azimu because it's not in the parasha of Kasha Zomim in the first place. And the other side is, it is in the parasha of Kasha Zomim because the Malkus of Vitzdiku is B'mokim Kasha Zomim. That's the Pashu Pshat and Tosis. So that's how everybody learns. That's the tack of the Pashu Pshat and Tosis. Came in the Loikin, Havi Kasha Zomim. That's the Lashon of Tosis Malkus. Came in the Loikin, Havi Kasha Zomim. It's a parasha of the Malkus of Vitzdiku is Kasha Zomim. I say the Tosfos Abdallah and Rebbeis that says that Vitzdiku is Megali Yolekim Shalosana. That's the riddle. Both things could be true. It could be a new parsha of Kasha Zomim, but it's also Megali Yolekim Shalosana, as we see with Farish and Tosfos Rosh. The suffix in Tosfos is about this Nakudah. Tosfos was suffix, how to understand Vitzdiku. No, Tosfos had said maybe Vitzdiku is happy just to Gil Yolekim Shalosana. Not like the Tosfos Rosh. Maybe it's just a Gil Yolekim Shalosana. In which case, Taisus asks, so then, Eidus Ben Gushim Chalutza should be Yochal, Eidus She'iyat to Yochal Azimah, and he says, it's not in the Parsha of Kasha Zomim at all. Ben Gushim Chalutza is not at all in the Parsha of Kasha Zomim. It's just a regular, so then you don't need Yochal Azimah. And the other side of Tosis, which is the Tosis Rosh, Feresh is going with the other side. That it's the Hitzdiku that makes it Yochel Azimo, because the Malchus of Hitzdiku is Melochim Kashuzola, which the Tosis said that the Feresh, that Hitzdiku is what the Malchus of Hitzdiku makes it Yochel Azimo, because it's Kashuzola and Dikamalchus. That's Tosis Sufid. That's true. Tosis is Sufid, like Rav Chaskel said. The Pshat in Tosis is 100% right. The Tosis of Sufik is Vitzdiku Megala Yolikim Shulosana, and has nothing to do with Kashuzom. And Avis Ben Gushim Mechalutzi is not in the parish of Kashuzom at all, and therefore doesn't need to be Yochel Azim. Or maybe Vitzdiku is a new Pshat of a new kind of Malchus that's been Mokim Kashuzom. And Ben Gushim Mechalutzi is in the parish of Kashuzom, and it's Yochel Azim because the Avis, the Malchus of Vitzdiku, is a Malchus of Kashuzom. That's the Sufik in Tosis, like the standard raid. And like Rav Chaskel of Ramke says, and like Yitzhak Abashim and Tosis, all 100% correct. That's the Sofik and Tosis. And the Tosis Rosh Beferish holds, like the Tzad and Tosis, that it is a Kashuzom with the Gemalkas, and it's called Yochel Azim on that account. The only thing, but I'm being Moisif is, but you see in Tosis Rosh that does not preclude by saying that at the same time it's also Megalia, like in Shemoy San. That's also true. And therefore it doesn't stand as we saw the Beferish in Tosis Rosh. By eating Avish Husmu, he says, there you get Malchus Velesana, I say Mamaisa. Apparently, Vitzdiku is Megali, get Malchus Velesana, even though Vitzdiku itself is a Parshim Mekodesh of Malchus. It could do both things. Okay, I think that's enough. We'll stop there.